This Sunday, Pastor Patrick Angwolo will give his first sermon since the conviction of Derek Chauvin for the murder of Pastor Angwolo's friend, George Floyd. Angwolo is the pastor of Resurrection Houston and became friends with Floyd several years ago before Floyd moved to Minnesota. And we spoke with him about this last summer and the impact of Floyd's death.
I think we're at an inflection point in our nation's history. And I think George's death serves as that. In the words of the scripture, we're going to master this sin of racism, or it's going to master our country. Those fault lines have been there since the country's inception, and I just think it's coming to a head.
Patrick Angwolo is lead pastor of Resurrection Houston and joins us now. Pastor, welcome back to Here and Now.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, Pastor, you joined us just over a week after George Floyd was murdered. And at the time, you were grieving, understandably, trying to process the pain of your loss. How are you today?
I'm fine. And on the cosmic to-do list, I think the issue of the verdict is closed. But the task of justice is still open. And until all my brothers, grandfathers, and sons can breathe free air in God's paradise on earth, we still have work to do.
Mm. I'm thinking about the message you're going to give to your congregation this weekend on Sunday. It'll be your first Sunday service since the conviction of Derek Chauvin. Is that part of the sermon that you will be giving to your congregants, this task of justice ahead?
I think it will. And then also we will be explaining to them, you know, how it all connects, that, you know, if peace is a circle, and when that circle has been broken by either sin or immorality or injustice, if you will, justice is what closes that circle. I mean, what do you do when what was taken is not money? You can give money back, but what do you do when what was taken was a life? And I think that the Christ story, it provides answers. A Palestinian Jew is slaughtered at the hands of a government that enacted state-sponsored terror and humiliation by crucifixion. This Palestinian Jew, is Jesus Christ. God reverses that death sentence and raises him from the dead. We call that resurrection. We call that justice. And so in the case of Brother Floyd, we hope when he is raised, he'll receive justice. And those of us who are still here, we can continue that process of resurrection, that recreation process that God started when he raised Jesus from the dead. That resurrection gives us hope that one day in America, justice will roll down like waters and righteousness will roll down like a mighty stream. And it provides us the motivation for us to keep pressing on, even if we lose our lives.
I'm thinking about the fact that, you know, George Floyd has now become a symbol of something greater, our country's reckoning over racism and police brutality. But he was also a son and a brother and a friend to you. How will you remember him outside of this tragedy?
I will always, etched in my mind, always be grateful and thankful for his hospitality, his warmth, his kindness, him being that gentle giant that opened up doors in the community that I wasn't native to. But because of, I mean, his, man, just excellent hospitality, we are still seeing the benefits of that relationship in 2021. I just remember him as a great soul. And even if none of this had happened, it's a testament to who he is as a person that God would probably use him. And it's a great testimony, I think, to the idea. So many people think that faith is all about perfection, but I think the Christian faith is about redemption. And here's God redeeming this man.
Pastor, what is your message for those, though, who are feeling weary?
Yeah, what's interesting is in that same story of brutalization at the hands of state-sponsored terrorism, formerly called the crucifixion, there was a three-day pause. There was a Friday, a Saturday, and part of Sunday. And in that pause, there was weeping, there was lamentation, there was grieving on the behalf of someone who was killed, because often we rush on the Sunday, but we forget that there were 3 days for people to pause and to grieve. And I think the resources that are provided in the scripture help us to see that we ought to pause and to go through the grieving process and lamentation process. And it's okay to be angry. But as the writer would say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy definitely comes in the morning.
Patrick Ngwolo, lead pastor at Resurrection Houston, thank you so much for talking with us.
It was my pleasure.